Well, a big day today for sport as it attempts to recover from the economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Spectators allowed back into stadiums in England to a maximum attendance of 10,000. And nowhere will fans be more welcome, you'd imagine, than in Manchester for Bellevue against Sheffield, and also in West Norfolk as King's Lynn take on Ipswich. What's the sport? Well, it's Motorbike Speedway and the opening of the Premiership season after its absence last year. Roddy McDougall is the author of No Breaks, A Lost Season in British Speedway, and he's on the line now. Good morning to you, Roddy.
Good morning.
Sense, I guess, that this is a truly important day for the sport.
I think it is. I think it's almost a reboot in many ways, because the last top league fixture was back in October 2019, nearly 19 yes. months ago, and we know a lot's happened since then. Tonight's fixtures at Bellevue and King's Lynn are the start of a new five-year Eurosport TV deal, which is really important for the sport, and Chairman of British Speedway, Rob Godfrey, has said he'll be one of those watching, and there'll be tears because they've actually got their sport back.
Yes. Well, Speedway was declining from the national consciousness, wasn't it, long before the pandemic. There was a time when stars like Barry Briggs and Ronnie Moore were household names, but Speedway is, well, it somehow dropped from the radar. How do you account for that?
Goodness, there are lots of reasons. I mean, if I could briefly outline three, I think. Speedway was late to adapt to the world of live sport on television in a way that, say, darts and snooker did much better in the late 80s and into the 90s. Secondly, I think there was a failure to market the sport nationally. Those in charge of clubs were much more interested in their own teams at that time. And crucially, most Speedway clubs don't own their tracks, which means they've very often been at the mercy of developers. So big names like Coventry, Cradley Heath, Oxford, Reading and Wimbledon, big names have all closed in the last 30 years.
Yes. So what's the way back, I wonder? I mean, football began its move towards gentrification in the 1990s. Is that the route that Speedway, unashamedly, of course, a working class sport, should take?
It is definitely a working class sport, and those have been its roots. It's an interesting one trying to find its way back. I think it has to try and attract a younger generation in many ways. Speedway's demographic is an old one. I think there are two areas to be hopeful. One, the British national team, which hasn't won the World Team Championship since 1989, is in a strong position. Ty Woffenden, three-time world champion, was runner-up in the World Championship last year. We have the European individual champion in Robert Lambert. If they won, that would give the sport some publicity. I also think it could gain from women competing at the top level in a way that's happened recently in darts, boxing and horse racing. Several women are coming through the ranks, but no one's broken through yet.
Okay, Roddy McDougall, thanks for joining us on the Today programme.